Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the very rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, hello, sir, and hello, madam. Welcome to the Keynote Club. I hope our bouncers weren't too rough when they dragged you in here. Oh, they pulled your hair. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But they didn't want you to miss the show, which is starting right now. Label says Tommy Lewis with Marshall and the Versatiles, but that conceals the identity of one Kid Thomas, who was from Los Angeles. That was record was from 1965. That was on Muriel 1063. Kid Thomas had a tragic life. He was involved in an accident with a small boy, and the child's father shot him. These things do happen. Okay, let's move on swiftly to Arthur Prysock from Greensboro, North Carolina, and woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, that old gal was gone. Ain't got nobody to call my own. Well, baby, come on home to me. Well, baby, come on home to me. I feel so bad, I'm in misery. I'm all alone, you know I'm all alone, I ain't got nobody to call my own. Well, baby, come on home to me. Well, baby, come on home to me. I'm feeling so bad.
Arthur Prysock was a Mercury recording artist, and that was issued on the Mercury subsidiary Wing 90016 in 1955. Okay, let's go down south now to Alabama and Jerry Boogie McCain. This track features Jerry McCain and his upstarts, Jerry of course on harmonica, and Courting in a Cadillac.
Well, if you ride with me, baby, you wanna ride some more. Everybody be watching when I
Thank you.
Gary Boogie McCain and Calling in a Cadillac. That was on Excello 45-2068 and was from 1956. Well, we're changing from rhythm and blues to rockabilly for a short spell, and this is Lonnie Reagan with the Chevelle Sisters. Lonnie was from Kentucky, and this is She's Gone.
She's a rockin' kind, she got a rollin' mind. Never know what she's gonna do. She walked right up and looked me in the eye and said to me, this is all for you. She's gone, this time to say she's wrong. A lot of times she has her way too long. She can't be satisfied.
A bit of hip swiveling rockabilly there from Lonnie Reagan and She's Gone. That was on Fern, a very small label, Fern 801, and that was from 1960. Well, the real rare record spot coming up right now this week features one Alberta Washburn, which is a pseudonym for May Glover, who was a 20s artist, made a number of records for a number of labels. This is on Superior 2642. It's the only known copy. It comes from the collection of Pete Whalen. It's from 1929. I think this track has turned up on other records from the period, but the Superior label, I think this is the only one known. It's Shake It Daddy, and the guitar accompaniment is by one John Bird.
Ain't no
For just two people, that was a pretty strong track, I think. May Glover, under the alias of Alberta Washburn, with John Bird and Shake It Daddy. John Bird is a name that I don't know. It sounds like a 12-string guitar, and he would play some real solid stuff there. Okay, moving from the old blues to the newer, anyway, this is the Jazz Blues Spot, and this week I'm going to feature Herbie Hancock. And this is a Blue Note 45. It's 45 1887, and I think this might have been a minor hit in its day. It's Blind Man, Blind Man. Herbie Hancock piano, Donald Byrd trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, and Blind Man, Blind Man. Moving from jazz to real down-home blues, it's time for Lonesome Sundown.
I had a dream last night that I held you tight, and you told me everything was all right. You said you loved me with all your heart, and you were hoping we'd never part. Now, baby, tell me, did you mean what you said? Did you mean what you told me while I was in my bed? Now I'm wide awake, I wanna know, tell me, do you love me before I go? I gotta know, do you love me? I gotta hear you say. You told me last night, now tell me today. If you love me, honey, tell me so. Don't keep me wondering, baby, let me know. If you love me, honey, for the rest of my life, just say you love me, that'll be all right. Please tell me, baby, before I go. Don't let me wonder, let me know.
Down-home guitar of Lonesome Sundown. That was I Had a Dream Last Night and was, of course, on Accello, Accello 2269, from 1964. Onward now to Schoolboy Cleve, another great harmonica player. Cleve White, I seem to recall him on the West Coast. This track, I don't know where it was recorded. It's on Feature 453013. It's from 1954 and it's She's Gone. That was Schoolboy Cleve. He had quite a long career. I think he only died maybe last year. That was from 1954, so that was quite a long run. Let's go on now to the gospel spot. And for this week, I'd like to feature one of my heroes, Reverend Julius Cheeks and the Sensational Nightingales. This is on Peacock, great gospel label, Peacock 1084. From 1959, Morning Train.
Lord, I'm going home on the morning train. Oh, I'm going home on the morning train. Lord, the evening train may be too late. Lord, I'm going home on the morning train.
a long time ago. When the sinner would come up, they sit on the morning bench. Mothers and fathers would get them praying all around. And I can hear them telling them word by word. Hey, get right, church, and let's go home. Come on, you better get right, church, and let's go home. I remember one Thursday morning when the hearse backed up to my door to take my father away. I heard somebody say, well, back back hearse and get your load. You better
back back hearse and get your load.
No more. If you never hear me say no more, but get right, church, I'm going home.
Hey, get right, church, I'm going home. All evening, train used to be too late. I'm going home on the morning train.
Let me tell you, children, I'm going home on the morning train. Come on, go with me, children.
That was the Revelant Julius Cheeks and the Sensational Nightingales blowing out all the valves in the studio on I'm Going Home on the Morning Train. Well, it's about time I should tell you what you're listening to. If you thought this was Woman's Hour, I'm afraid you're wrong. It's a little bit left of us on the dial. This is the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. And I'm here for another half an hour of blues and rare rhythm and blues tracks, mostly 45s, a few 78s, but all good stuff. So I hope you'll stick around. But in the meantime, I have to leave you for just a moment for this important message.
Do you find your daughter's friends attractive, but know they look at you as just a dad? Does the typing pool at work think of you more as a teddy bear than a tiger? Do you whack off in your minivan while listening to teen pop? You know, you'll be dead soon. You've missed out on so much. It's not too late to make a change. At the Midlife Crisis Center, we know you've made a success of yourself. Why are you sharing it with others? Why not enjoy it while you have a chance? What's holding you back? Cowardice. We'll get you to the other side of your despair. We specialize in real estate, divorce attorneys, mistress placement, plastic surgery, hair coloring and replacement, male fur coats, and much more. With a designer clothing store and sports car dealership on site, the Midlife Crisis Center will help you discover life while you still can. Come with your wife, leave with a sports car. While you've made a success of yourself, her chest has gone south. How can you have that trollop on your arm for a second longer? The answer is you can't. Ignore your children. Take yourself seriously. Visit the Midlife Crisis Center today.
Thank you.
of breath after that. That was Red Prysock, another Prysock, Red Prysock and his orchestra from 1955, again on Mercury. This is Mercury 70698, and that was a 78, pretty good quality. I like that hand clapping on the offbeat. I've got to tell you, it's really hard to do in the studio. You all stand around a mic, try and clap together on the offbeat, and it sounds just like a machine gun. It's really hard. Now I'd like to turn to a real star of the blues, Sonny Boy Williamson. This is Sonny Boy Williamson II, Rice Miller, or whatever his real name really was. This is one of his hits on Checker 847, and it's from 1956, and I don't know.
At 11:45, the phone began to ring. I heard someone say, Sonny Boy, and I know that was my name. Who called you? I don't know. I don't know. But I'm trying to get in touch with my baby to find out why she disappointed me so. I met the Greyhound bus, and I met the train. She wasn't on either one. I want to know what was the blame. I don't know. You mean to tell me she didn't come, man? I don't know. But I'm still trying to get in touch with my baby to find out why she disappointed me so. I received a special delivery. I received a telegram. Then she called me long distance. She want to know just where I am. For what? I don't know. Man, I just don't know. But I'm still trying to get in touch with my baby to find out why she disappointed me so. That's right, that's right. But she got in my head and my hand, wondering what caused her to feel. For what? I don't know. Man, I just don't know. I'm sitting here wondering why did my baby disappoint me so.
I was in Helena, Arkansas a couple of months back, which Sonny Boy Williamson's hometown, and I must say, nothing much seems to have changed since Sonny Boy's day. The atmosphere's just about the same. Another place where things are just about the same would be up in Louisiana in the Cajun district, and it's now time for a Cajun spot. This is someone we haven't previously featured. This is Chunk Cormier and the Arcadiana Cajuns on Cajun 1071, that's Cajun with a K, 1071, 1989, it's the Hunt Two-Step.
Oh,
Chunk Cormier and The Hunt Two Step. Well, the next up is a track by Larry Williams. This was recorded for Specialty, although they didn't issue it for many, many years, until many years later. It's Baby's Crazy. It's from 1957. Baby's Crazy by Larry Williams. Next up is a track by Chuck Carbo, who was the lead singer, the erstwhile lead singer of the Spiders. So we're staying down in New Orleans. This is on Imperial 5452. It's from 1957. Chuck chose for his first record of his solo career to record The Bells Are Ringing. It's a hit that Smiley Lewis had, and I think he was probably eased out by Smiley Lewis because this was not a success, and soon afterwards Imperial dropped his contract. But I think it's a nice version anyway. See what you think.
Well, don't you hear those bells are ringing? Baby, what is wrong with you? You know I'm crazy about you. What are you going to do? Well, you're three times seven, and you'll soon be 22. You know I love you, baby. No other love will do. Well, don't you hear those bells are ringing? Baby, and let me hold your hand. love you, baby. No other love will do.
Jack Carbo and the bells are ringing.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, it's time for all you record collectors and enthusiasts to go and put the kettle on while I play this week's worst record of the week. And I'm staying once more in New Orleans, and this proves that even a studio as great as Cosimo Matassa's could produce a real clunker occasionally. This was recorded by a group called the Shawwees, which apparently in Creole means "we aren't raccoons." I have no idea why they chose that title, but that's the name of the group. They did actually have some issued tracks, but this was not one of them. Apparently they turned up in the studio and the lead singer, Sugar Boy Crawford, had strained his voice, so somebody else had to do the lead parts, and this was the result. I've seldom heard a track so far out of tune. This is "You Made Me Love You."
Love you, I didn't want to. You know my heart deep is only for you. Please teach me the thing called love. Darling, you know, yes, I sometimes cry. My heart is true. I know that I only love you. There just can't be anyone else for you either me. Why in my heart, dear, for you there's a special shell. Why do I love you? I just won't be anyone else for you either me. Darling, you know, yes, I sometimes wonder why my love gave out so free. Then I that you were meant for me, that you were meant for me.
I don't know who that was on the guitar, but a little time with a tuner would have helped considerably with that track. The Shawwees and "You Made Me Love You." I guess the only answer is "not like that." But here's someone who can really rock it. This is Little Ike, and "She Can Rock."
See? cosmology, mind of mind, she can rock. Oh yeah, she can rock. She rock the cool lady, tell you how to stop.
Oh. Storming track there. From Little Ike, She Can Rock. That was on Champion 1011 from 1959. Well, here is a rare record. This is on JOB, a classic label that makes all blues collectors salivate. JOB 103, this is the Fat Man with the Sunnyland Slim Trio and Glad I Don't Worry No More.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. My baby's coming home, I hope she'll be on time. Been standing at the station ever since 8:30. Standing at the station ever since 8:30. Drinking and thinking, hoping she won't be late. I don't have to worry no more. My baby's coming home and you know that's for sure. Well, I'm so glad I got things going my way. I'm so glad I got things going my way. My baby's coming home and this time she's gonna stay.
Was the Fat Man, whoever he may be, with Sunnyland Slim, who was a famous Chicago piano player, and on the very famous and extremely rare JOB label, JOB 103. Next up is another unissued track, this time from Mercury. This is Frankie Irvin with Austin McCoy and his combo, and I'd Rather Live Like a Hermit.
A hermit in the forest with Mother Nature on my side. I'd rather live like a hermit in the forest because then I might survive. You better get way out of that city. You're gonna look just like a clown. You better be way out of that city when the bombs come tumbling down. Now you jive standing on the corner, you better find some place to hide. Because when those bombs start falling, you're gonna jump right out of your hide. Thank you. I say, because when those bombs start falling, it might be too late.
Frankie Irvin and I'd Rather Live Like a Hermit. Well, here's another rare JOB 78. This is JOB 1010, again from 1953. This is Johnny Shines, stalwart of the Chicago blues scene, with Walter Horton, the great Walter Horton, on harmonica, and Evening Sun. Johnny Shines with Walter Horton on harmonica and Evening Sun. Well, that just about wraps it up for another week. I'm going to leave you with Shirley and Lee, who are coming over. This is on Aladdin 3258, 1954. It's probably them at the door now. Why don't you go see? Have fun, and I'll be with you next week.
Well, I'm coming over, baby. I'm coming to your house tonight. Well, I'm coming over, baby. I'm coming to your house tonight. I'm coming over, baby. The birthday to be just right. Yeah. can't make love with a chair. Well,